Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, John chapter 12, verses 44 through 46. Then Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." Spiritual darkness, a state of being accompanied by hardness of heart. It's the place that blocks out regions of the soul while allowing access to the temporal. Spiritual darkness, a state of being accompanied by hardness of heart. It is a place that revels in trivial things while refusing to consider meaningful matters. Spiritual darkness, a state of being accompanied by hardness of heart. It rolls in like a thick fog, blocking out the future and forcing our eyes on the present. Spiritual darkness, a state of being accompanied by hardness of heart. It relishes the praises of men rather than the praises of God. It serves no God except the God of self. Spiritual darkness, a state of being accompanied by hardness of heart. Until one day his eyes are open at the brink of eternity. Spiritual darkness, state of being accompanied by hardness of heart. There's only one remedy, and his name is Jesus. He came into the world as the light. He's the only one who can soften the heart and expel the darkness. So, Lord Jesus, I'm tired of living in spiritual darkness. I'm done with stumbling and falling in the night. Soften my hardened heart, open my blinded eyes, allow me to see you, call out to you, and follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.